Beautiful, folks. Thank you very much. Before I begin this morning, you know, I always hesitate to do this because there are so many people that make a church work, that give their time, hours and hours of their time. And there's been some things going on around the church, and maybe you've noticed, and I just wanted to lift up those folks and say thank you for what they're doing. First of all, I don't know if you noticed, but the flowers and everything have been trimmed back, ready for spring. And we just thank the Nelsons for doing that. And wave your hand, just so everybody sees you there. Yeah. Now, I want you to know I'm probably going to get in trouble after service, because all of these folks really don't like to be lifted up like this. But also, I want to lift up Kerry Bashirs and all the men that have been working with him for this playground. I don't know if you've been back there lately, but it is coming together. It's looking awesome. And so, thank you, Kerry, for your leadership there. So, yeah. Now, I hope none of you have been to jail, but if you drive by that side of the church, all right, and look at the education wing, and I don't think it's quite done and back, but all the way around to the playground, all that painting, and if you come in the office, all the painting that's taking place in there, that's Dennis Mizell. Dennis, where are you? There he is, yeah. And something I never did do, and I apologize about this, but our lights going in here, and we're going to get some new lights downstairs and in various places. Jay Sterling led that, and Jay? Quite honestly, there are so many people. We are blessed by so many people that give their time and their efforts and their money as well to do things in this church. And I don't want to leave anybody out, but those are some major projects going on right now that I wanted to lift up and just say thank you for all your time and all the people that help you guys do all that. So thank you so much. You know, we all have weak spots, vulnerable places that when ignored can erupt into destructive behavior. Life in Jesus calls us to take account and work a plan of reconstruction. Jesus is our hope. As we think about this week, today I should say, let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. Now, if you don't know, where is Nehemiah, in the Old or the New Testament? Old Testament. So the best way I have found to find this, if you're visiting today or if you haven't been here, is to open up your Bibles halfway, and that usually is the book of Psalms. All right? And turn it back, and then you'll have the book of Job, and then what is right before the book of Job? It's Esther, yes. Esther. I was thinking Ruth, and I was going, wait, that isn't right. It's Esther, and then Nehemiah, all right, if you turn back again. So Nehemiah chapter 4, I hope you're all bringing your Bibles, or if you didn't, make sure you look at a pew Bible this morning. We're going to work through this, so I want you to keep your Bible available this morning as we look at this. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. Once you find that, would you close your Bible on your finger and stand with me, and let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me, and let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. Nehemiah said, "But when Sanballat and Tobiah, and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites..." Now, aren't you impressed? heard that the repairing of the walls of Jerusalem was going forward and the gaps were beginning to be closed, they were very angry and all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause confusion in it. So we prayed to our God and set a guard as a protection against them day and night. But Judah, or but all the people said, okay, that's what Judah means.